Juneau's emergency energy crisis this spring resulted in a dramatic downturn in energy usage. Alaska Electric Light and Power in Juneau says its three major classes of customers, residential, commercial, and government, all cut their consumption by 20% or more. But the biggest energy savings occurred in people's homes, not at businesses or government offices. KTOO's John Ryan has the story.
Marcia Buck is a retired school administrator. She also knows her way around a chainsaw. She's got her electric chainsaw plugged into the side of her small home in the Mendenhall Valley.
Neighbors give me their scrap lumber, so I'm cutting the scrap lumber apart to use in my wood stove for the winter, so I can heat more with wood and less with electricity.
Buck turned off her electric heat during Juneau's energy emergency by relying on her wood stove, turning off lights and power strips, and unplugging lots of appliances. She was able to cut her electricity use in half.
The front part of my house was always warm, using the wood stove, but my office area is in the back, so I wore a lot of clothes when I worked during the day in my office. Yeah, that was an imposition, to be cold while working.
AEL&P officials say it wasn't uncommon for Juneau households to cut their power consumption by 40 or 50%. When electricity prices shot up this spring, sales of energy-saving technologies did too. Things like water heater timers, newfangled light bulbs, and old-fashioned clotheslines. But Scott Willis with AEL&P says most of the community's energy savings came from new behaviors, not new technologies.
People were doing a lot of very inconvenient things. They knew that this was going to be a relatively short-term crisis, 1 or 2 or 3 months. And so they thought to themselves, I can do without baking in the oven for the next 3 months.
Willis says he expected power consumption to bounce back to normal in June. That's when the city's hydropower connection was restored and power prices fell back down to about the national average. Instead, demand has risen gradually. Juneau's power consumption remains about 10% below the levels of a year ago. That's despite an exceptionally cold and wet summer that has Juneau residents spending more time indoors this year. Some of the new habits imposed by skyrocketing prices seem to have taken hold. Sterling and Lindsay Salisbury cut their kilowatt hours by 75% in their month-to-month rental unit on Sunny Point. The young couple installed tiny LED lights throughout their home and turned off their heat entirely.
Well, we still conserve. I mean, even to this day, it's nowhere to the extreme of what we were with, like, the 45 degrees inside. But actually, there towards the end, it was just the way of life. We got used to living like that, and it was kind of almost a change to have to go back.
Juneau's businesses and government offices also embraced conservation, but they didn't match residential customers' results. On the downtown waterfront, dock workers in bright orange overalls load freshly caught salmon and flounder off a conveyor belt. Fred Howard with Taku Smokeries and Fisheries fills a huge plastic bin with half a ton of freshly made ice. General Manager Eric Nelson says conservation options were limited when most of the company's electric bill goes to making 25 tons of ice a day to keep fish cold.
We did what we could and turned some lights down and things, but we got about 500 horsepower worth of engines and equipment, motors that chill the plant, make ice, and of course you can't do anything about that to compromise the quality of the fish.
At the Super Bear supermarket, assistant manager Mark Wharton says he couldn't cut back on refrigeration either. He did cut half the store's lights, but his customers put a stop to that conservation practice.
When the emergency was over, we left them off just to see how it would go, and the customers were turning the lights back up. Can't see everything, but they were willing during the crisis that it was a necessary step. But once we got out of that, let's turn the lights back on so we can see everything. We've still got some lights on the perimeter that we didn't turn back on.
Alan Meyer with the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California says there are lots of things people can do to reduce their energy use without compromising the things that they use energy for. But adopting energy-efficient technologies is usually a bit more complicated than flipping off a light switch.
I don't think people were able to make any significant investments in efficiency improvement in that short period. The price went down. There wasn't a real program to continue with replacing behavioral changes with more efficient technologies. So it's not surprising that energy consumption returned close to its original level.
Meyer says the big lesson of Juneau's accidental experiment in conservation is that changing Americans' energy habits is possible.
You know, we shouldn't be quite so gloomy if we really want to save energy. Yeah, it can happen, but it's not going to be pure technology. It will involve the changes in behavior, too.
Juneau Mayor Bruce Patello has created a special commission to come up with other lessons the capital city might learn from its energy emergency. The Lessons Learned Commission holds a public hearing in City Hall on August 20th. In Juneau, I'm John Ryan.